Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Machiavelli for Women: Defend Your Worth, Grow Your Ambition, and Win the Workplace is a nonfiction career and workplace book by journalist Stacey Vanek Smith. It reframes Niccolò Machiavelli's The Prince as a lens for understanding modern professional power, especially as it affects women, rather than treating ambition, negotiation, and authority as abstract ideals. The book examines how workplace dynamics reward some behaviors and penalize others depending on gender. The result is a practical guide to navigating salaries, promotions, influence, and visibility in environments where women are often expected to be modest, accommodating, and low risk. Smith combines historical analogy, reporting, and accessible commentary to show how power works and how it can be used more deliberately. The book is aimed at readers who want career advice that goes beyond generic encouragement and addresses the structural realities of professional life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using Machiavelli as a framework for modern workplace power, the book also uses this framework to normalize the idea that professional life is political. That does not mean cynical or unethical behavior. It means recognizing that decisions about pay, promotion, and leadership are shaped by perception and negotiation. Smith's approach is useful because it shifts the reader from asking how to work harder to asking how power is distributed and how influence can be built within that system. This gives the book a more structural lens than many self-help titles in the career genre. Secondly, defending worth in salary negotiations and promotion decisions, the argument is broader than salary alone. Defending worth also means resisting the tendency to accept vague praise in place of concrete advancement. By connecting negotiation to self-positioning, the book shows why many career setbacks are not failures of talent, but failures of leverage. It encourages readers to think in terms of evidence, timing, and standards. In this way, the book offers a pragmatic account of career progression that is useful for readers who want concrete tactics rather than generic confidence building. Thirdly, the ambition penalty and the gendered cost of assertiveness. The practical value of this section lies in its realism. Smith does not suggest that women can escape bias just by changing tone or style. Instead, she shows why ambition must often be managed strategically, with attention to context and audience. This includes understanding when directness helps, when it triggers resistance, and how visibility can be built without unnecessary self-sabotage. The book's treatment of ambition is therefore more complicated than simple empowerment language. It examines the cost of being perceived as too much, and why that cost still shapes advancement in many fields. Fourthly, negotiating influence in relationships, networks, and office culture, the book also suggests that influence is often distributed unevenly through office culture. Some people are naturally included in conversations where decisions are made, while others have to work harder to be heard. By focusing on these dynamics, the book helps readers identify where power actually moves in organizations. That makes it a more realistic guide than books that assume formal roles alone determine outcomes. Its emphasis on networks and cultural fluency gives readers a way to think about leadership as participation in systems, not just individual achievement. Lastly, accessible reporting that turns gender research into workplace strategy. The book's accessibility also matters because it broadens its audience. Readers do not need prior knowledge of Machiavelli or workplace psychology to follow the argument. That helps the book function as both an introduction to power dynamics and a usable career tool. Its combination of wit, reporting, and strategic framing gives it a distinctive position in the women in business category. It is not only about inspiration or confidence, it is about understanding systems well enough to act within them more effectively. In conclusion, Machiavelli for Women will be most useful to readers who want career advice that acknowledges the realities of gendered power rather than avoiding them. It is a strong fit for professional women navigating pay discussions, promotion paths, leadership roles, or workplaces where assertiveness is judged unevenly. It will also appeal to readers interested in organizational behavior, gender dynamics, and nonfiction books that translate research into practical strategy. The main benefit of the book is that it helps readers interpret workplace experiences more clearly, why some behavior is rewarded, why ambition can be penalized, and why visibility often matters as much as performance. What distinguishes it from similar books is its unusual intellectual frame. Instead of relying on standard confidence language, it uses Machiavelli to explain power as a system of incentives, perception, and leverage. That makes the book more conceptually sharp than many career guides, and more approachable than academic writing on gender and leadership. Its value lies in combining analysis with usable perspective. If you would like to support Stacey Vanek Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.